Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today, you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes.
Woo!
School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 4,515th time. You're not. Hey, Max.
Howdy.
Our main line here is 244-WBDG at 244-9234. And last night, I said this was going to be a serious show. I messed up. I can't be serious.
No,
I'm just happy to be here, Max. I can't be serious.
I understand.
I went to bed. I had a dream that I was going to be serious. And I tried to practice in my dream, and it didn't work. And every time I get around my students, I get happy because I'm just so proud of my students. And that sounded pretty good, didn't it?
That did.
Did I get an Oscar for that?
I think so. I found another side hustle for
you. Yeah. Live and direct from the crazy house. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the West Side. Welcome to the Best Side. Ben Davis High School. As always, I got my student producer. Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Got a weekend handled? Got something? What's going on with your weekend?
I'll be up in Newcastle for the semi-state
in Newcastle
game. Because Ben Davis is right now still undefeated.
Woo!
So they will be taking on Bloomington North at noon. Then they will face the winner of Brownsburg Jennings County for the championship game if they can defeat Bloomington North.
And I saw a stat somewhere, my guest might be able to talk about it a little bit. We never played Bloomington North.
Nope, which is surprising just because of how long these two schools have been basketball programs in the state of Indiana. So
yeah.
Anytime you can have something like that happen for the first time, that's always really cool.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy with a Q, 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 Q. So that's great. All right, well, you got things going on. What's happening with the thing we call the...
Well, spring break is upon us because today, in fact, is the last day here at Ben Davis. March 18th through April 2nd, there will be no school for any of the Wayne Township schools. So that means outside of sports, there won't be any student shows on the radio for the next 2 weeks. So
I quit.
All right, then. And now there won't be a school talk either, so... Either people are going to be really happy that there's no student shows, but realistically, probably not. But one thing I know people will be excited for, it is the WBDG 56th Marathon, which will be May 5th and 6th. If you want to contribute, call 317-988-7122. That's 317-988-7122. We have Ben Davis boys basketball semi-state action, where it will be the Giants versus Bloomington North, noon, this Saturday, the 18th. And then our social medias are at WBDG and except for TikTok at Giant90.9. You can have all of our podcasts on Audio Boom. And School Talk airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with a replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Woo! Thing we call that. Stuff and things. I got stuff and things happening too. I got students in the studio. I got teachers in the studio. I got former students in the studio. So, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. First of all, good morning, Big Rob. Big Rob's in the corner. And I got Mr. Easter on the line out there somewhere. And before I get to open, I got a former student that's doing some awesome things out there in the world. Give her a big round of applause. A big BD welcome. BD welcome. Kobe Clark, good morning, sir.
Yay.
I love the energy, Emerson. Always have.
Welcome back, big guy.
Of course, man.
How you doing, man?
And Emerson hasn't had coffee yet this morning either. That's the other part of this.
I woke up in time, but I was just kind of lazy. I didn't get my coffee. Y'all lucky.
This is you without coffee?
That's me without coffee.
Man, it's been
just
a while.
Imagine if you had coffee.
Man, y'all just don't know. Y'all students, man. Students, y'all juice. Y'all give me juice, man. I mean, it's like being around, I tell folks every single time, being around young folks, man, it's like energy, man. It's like power, and I love it. I suck it up, you know, I draw it up like the sun, you know. It's just something about being around you young folks, you know. If I can get your energy in my brain, it's there. Now, I need to get some of my body. I'm being kind of old. But anyway, Kobe, wait. Now, see, I know you went to Ben Davis High School.
Of course.
And So tell me, how do I know you?
So I'm from Danville High School.
Danville! Hey, quick point. Is that car, that car look like Mayberry still in Danville?
It should be, but most people just drive by and hit it, and they usually take it away. Yeah.
No, man, don't hit that car, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know about Andy.
Somebody, like, do that on, they think, on purpose? Just ran into the car?
I could see it happening.
Man.
Danville's not the nicest place.
Oh, man, that is wrong. That is wrong. Y'all know Andy.
What's
the movie called? What's the movie called? Andy Griffith Show. I should have known that, Big Rob. I'm old.
We do have a Tri-West student in here who is
where is it?
Woo! Agreeing with your sentiment there.
My man. So, Ben Davis, Danville, a little bit of both. When did you graduate from high school?
It was a COVID year of 2020.
Oh.
Yeah, cut short just a little bit.
So you didn't get a chance to walk?
We did get to walk outside. We did it on the football field, which was quite new at the time for Danville. Uh-huh. I still believe they still do that regimen in that format. So, uh-huh. I mean, in ways, it kind of opened a new door.
Okay.
But,
yeah. You know, they said when you get lemons, you make lemonade.
Yeah.
And I guess that's my grandson went through that scenario also. And I, you know, and there's something about walking, regardless of walking on grass, a parking lot, or stage, but getting to high school degree is so doggone huge.
I agree.
You know, and I say that from a person who didn't get one. You know, I was one of those knuckleheads. I knew everything. Didn't know nothing. Not nothing. Nothing. So it was then I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. But man, so okay, where are you going to college?
I go to Indiana State University.
Push the magic button, my hometown. Yeah, gotta be from somewhere.
Shout out Z90.7 WZIS.
Yeah, are you on the air down there?
Sports director there.
What? Yep. Push the magic button again.
We're doing a lot of great things. Building a lot of great just energy and just friendships and relationships along the way.
So you're doing the do.
I am.
What you did in high school.
Yeah.
I don't mean to brag, but I'm running out of time. You're doing what you said you're going to do when you said, Mama, but did you always want to do radio?
I did not know what I really wanted to do until about my junior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I really had that wake-up call. Because like halfway through high school, freshman, sophomore year, there just wasn't a whole lot of purpose for me. I didn't really find that. It just takes everyone a different, you know, time approach. No one knows from day one. It's going to take them day 1,000, 2,000 to find that out.
Wow.
And I found that out with my brother who went here.
There you go.
Can I tell the origin story?
The origin.
Oh, I love it when you tell it.
Of the Corey Clark.
The Corey.
Marvel Clark. Enterprise here.
And now.
The origin story is this. We had already made pretty much all of our selections for the year. You know, the Career Center, they get their applications and then they bring, you know, those applications down. You get to see who you're going to have the next year. You get to see, and then they give you like sometimes three or four that are on the cut line. And Kobe was one of those three or four.
Wow.
That was right there on the cut line.
I know.
And it was like, you know, we aren't sure about these guys. Of course, I saw, you know, the last name, Danville. And I knew that Kobe was the brother of Corey Clark, who we had through here in 2016. Is that when he graduated?
It could have been earlier. Wait, yeah, it's probably
2015, 2016.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I lose track. I'm old.
No, could have been 14. I don't know.
I don't think it was 14.
15, maybe.
I think it was 15 or
and a half.
He called the 20. It was 15 because he called the 2014 state championship game. So, doing the math in my head here. So
English
I'd had his brother Corey Clark. And so I sent Corey a text. I said, hey, Corey, I've got Kobe's application here. What do you think? Do you think he'd make a good radio student? And Corey said, basically, if you don't, you know, bring him in, I'm going to hate you forever. No, he didn't say that. He said, I think, and this is an exact quote, and I hope you don't mind me sharing this. I think he really needs this. That was his quote. Yeah. So, you know, obviously I was going to say yes anyway. But
yeah,
what I really regret with Kobe is I only had him for 1 year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really the regret, is that I only had him for 1 year.
Well, that wasn't up to you, though.
Right.
Because I didn't wake up in high school enough to get that first year and second, only the one.
But the minute he stepped through the door, it was clear, because he quickly became like one of the student leaders. And then, you know, last year we had him on during the marathon. I started crying like a little baby during our interview, because
play the clip.
We've got it's out there on the internets. But I started crying because we had such a great year going that year. I mean, we had a great, Indiana Association of School Broadcasters trip. We were rolling. We had like $750 for the marathon.
Woo, woo.
We had like all these prizes that were coming in. We had like people out in the community getting the prizes. Like, I didn't have to lift a finger with that group. They were great, because we had we had great students. Yeah, exactly. We had this group's pretty good. I gotta say, this group's really good. This is the first time I felt like it's been a normal year, we're doing this year, since the pandemic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was clear, because Kobe, I still remember, I think it was early on, maybe after a football game, we were just sitting in here until like 10:30. And I think you finally got a text from your mom. It's like, where are you? It's like, we were just sitting here talking for like, you know, hours after the game. And you know, I realized that we had a very special group that year. And then when we had the open house, it was the same deal. We were all just in here. Usually after an open house, you've been here all day and you know, you're ready to go home, and your feet are hurting and you're barely awake. And you know, we were the whole crew was here. Basically, the entire station came in for the Area 31 open house that year, and we were all just sitting here having a good time. And then, you know, March came, March the 12th, I think it was, or whatever. It just came, and boom, that was it. And I know that was the experience for everybody, but it was really difficult that year, because we had just such a good year, and it was going to be such a great finish to that year. And so I really regret that year, because – you know, Kobe and that group didn't really get a chance to finish out the year they should have. And it wasn't anybody's fault.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Not in the classroom, man.
It just happened. So I'm so proud of, you know, what that group has gone on and has accomplished, because they're all doing great things. And, you know, when Kobe came in here, it became quickly apparent that not only did we make the right decision, but it was probably one of the best decisions I made since I've been here.
Preach the magic book.
Yeah. I mean,
so apparently,
he was awesome.
So apparently radio.
Every day.
So awesome. So apparently the radio.
I don't think I ever raised my voice at Kobe Clark.
Well, you can't now. Go ahead. He can't.
Kobe
can't
Clark.
So radio was the vehicle, huh? You think turned you around?
Now, Rob, according
to what I'm hearing here, you were going down the pathway of Mr. Allen when he was a little.
He wasn't going
down. What, a knucklehead, were you?
Let me make this
clear. Were you a knucklehead like me?
Let me make this clear.
Let me make this clear. Let me make this clear.
I want to say something. Kobe is one of the nicest people in the world. And I'm not just saying that because he's sitting there. Kobe Clark is one of the nicest, most generous, most giving, most wonderful people in the world. And he is absolute. So I don't think that would have been a question. He would have done something great one way or another.
I understand that.
Cool.
But I think as far as his career, that's where I'll take it back to you.
Now, get back to ISU.
Yes.
And radio. Were you prepared?
That's a good question.
Huh.
So here's my spill on the whole thing. So my whole first year here, there's so much that not only I learned from Easterf behind me, mm-hmm. The group I was with here calling games and in the studio. Yeah. But then I had the decision because, to be honest, I did not get accepted to Indiana State my first time.
Okay.
So my freshman year, I took the path to Vincennes University.
There you go.
And Vincennes, yeah, VU, Trailblazers, there was something I just didn't get. There wasn't the connection. I would leave and go back home most weekends. I was never, like, enjoying my time there. Nothing against Vincennes at all.
I get you.
Just something that I didn't seem fulfilled-wise, and I didn't really enjoy my time. But during the course of my second semester there, I got a text and a call with my brother, who works at WAMB out in Brazil, who does Northview Athletics, football, basketball, baseball. And I started working with him there. And then that carried on from basketball season into a few baseball, which carried on to the next fall of when we were currently at Indiana State now. I got a few football games, and then I became the full-time color commentator for him for basketball and football. And now baseball season coming up this just
year.
So I would say it was a difficult transition, but now I think with the beginning of this semester and now to where I'm at this day and age, I've completely just 180'd it all, and I've completely just did a great job, I think. Personally, I'm very prideful and proud of what I've done.
Should be. Because what you have experienced is you're going to continue the same experience. Now, this is the old man talking. This is the old man talking.
Oh, sure.
There is no
old Emerson.
I'm old. I
think you're like 35.
I'll be 35, my big toe. But anyway, there is no straight line.
No, there's not.
To success.
Absolutely not.
Nada.
I had this conversation with my friend yesterday. Nah. There's this road.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how long it takes you to get to the other side, as long as you can get past every pothole and every speed bump that's on there.
And there are plenty of potholes in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Plenty.
Yeah. Exhibit A, Indianapolis. That's a good one. It takes everyone a different time. There's still people that I'm friends with that haven't found that. There's people who found it before me that I see are going out there and doing a successful job. So shout out Zion Brown. I saw him. He's doing a great job at IU.
Hey.
No, he deserves it.
You know where Zion is right now?
IU.
Albany, New York.
Oh, he is. Yes, I saw that on his, I think it was Instagram.
Actually, they went to New York City, and then they took a train up to Albany, where they're going to be covering the IU game tonight.
Yeah.
The Hoosiers.
I'm actually going to go. It's funny you mentioned that, because this Tuesday, ISU plays IU baseball, so I'll be there. I was going to text him the day before. Yes. I'm going to text him the day before, see if he's available for that trip to Bloomington.
Make him buy you Mother Bear's pizza.
I've already had it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. No, I won't make him do that.
Make him do it.
No, he's good enough. Don't worry. No, but like I was saying, I mean.
Then you can take him to one of the Terre Haute haunts when you go down there.
There's a pretty good spot of food, I guess, at Terre Haute. Nothing that really pops off the chart for me personally. I just stick to the dining hall.
Being independent, Niger, you're out of high school, you're in college. You graduate. When did you graduate? When did you graduate?
High school?
No, college.
Oh, I graduate in the spring of 24.
So right now you're feeling a big sense of independence.
Yeah, there's a lot that has to get done.
How does it feel?
Wait, so you're a junior?
Yeah, I'm a junior.
Man, yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old? Man, now
I'm
feel
old.
It.
I'm old.
I mean, in high school you had so much, you know, dependence upon parents and schools.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like if you don't click it, it ain't getting clicked.
It's weird because you go from this time period of where you can have conversations with your parents at like the dinner table every night and a phone call from your grandparents every other day. I don't really talk to my family as much because I'm just so constantly busy with everything going on from schoolwork to work at the station. And then I try to make personal time, but at the end of the day, my personal time will just be stuck in the station working. And I like that. Yeah. I pride myself on that. My brother, you can ask him. He's like, all you do is work. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's what I like to do.
Right, right.
I like to make it all good.
Yeah. That's what you did here.
Exactly. Yeah. I would never leave. You should have gave me a key. I have a key there, so they can't kick me out.
And there's something about that feeling, and I want Max to chime in also, and if Rob can add, he can add something too. But something about WBDG.
Yeah.
There's something about radio. There's something about BDTV. There's something about Ben Davis. When you get involved in something that's so powerful and so strong, while you're here, you don't want to leave. What is that?
I think what do you think that is? I think it's the connections. With the people that I was working with, there was never a sense of, man, he's dragging me down, I'm dragging them down. There was always someone lifting someone up, and it elevated us to not only be the best version of us, but the best version of this station. And I agree with Easter. I mean, I think 2020 was a good year for you guys. I see you guys working out here 2023. I mean, I try to catch up as much as I can. I've heard a couple of games from Max. I called a game with Owen back in, I believe, the winter of 21 or 20. Yeah, 21. So you guys are doing a pretty good job. Just keep it up. But with the connection, there's also this ability to where I myself, I say it like this. I say it out loud. I get to call games for Ben Davis High School. Now, sports, at least, back then, not as where they are now, 30-0, shout out them. They're doing a great job. I hope they win state. But it was just something that I took pride in. Yeah, I get to go on the radio and call games.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say that. I get to go talk about games. I get to write about games.
Yeah.
Like, it's just something special to me that I can pride myself on something saying like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ernie Johnson, I'm sure you're familiar with Ernie.
Love EJ.
Does the studio for the Inside the NBA, has been with TBS and Turner and TNT for years. He talks about the get-to jobs. You know, you have got-to jobs where you've got to do this. I'm sure you've had a few of those, Emerson.
Oh, yeah.
I've had, you know, a couple of those in my career where you've got a got-to job. Like when I worked at IMS, I didn't really – well, I take that back. I've never really had a got-to job in my – and so I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Because every job that I've ever had, I've been able to select it. But this is a get-to job. This is a get-to – I get to come to Ben Davis High School every day and – teach people like Kobe, like Max, like Rob, like everybody else that's in the middle room in there. I get to do that. So, and then on top of that, I get to go to these amazing venues and watch high school sports. I mean, that's a get to job.
Right.
So I never, ever, ever take that for granted. Because I know that there are some people that have got two jobs.
Exactly.
Like, I got to do this. And, you know, it's just me. I'm a single guy. So if tomorrow I chose to go somewhere else, that would be my choice.
Right.
And I'd be okay. But this is a get to job. I get to do this. Is a privilege.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think I never, ever, ever take that for granted. And what WBDG has given me personally over my life, it gave me a direction too, because I was kind of an awkward, you know, I think I was 15 or 16 when I went to the meeting and Paul Mendenhall played this tape. It was up in the upper gym. He played this tape. It was WBDG, a giant of the airwaves. It was put together and it showed like all the stuff that they do. And that was like, that was my moment where I was like, I'm going to do that. And Janet McKinney, who was my journalism teacher, you may remember her. Worked here. She gave her talk. It was like, man, this is what I want to do. I want to be a journalist and a broadcaster. And now I get to teach it?
That'll work.
Are you kidding
me? That'll work.
I mean, those are get-to jobs. So don't ever take that for granted, Kobe.
Not at all.
And, you know, you get to go to gyms. You get to go to the Simbauer Field and call the ISU baseball game. You get to do these things. And there are so many people that just
hate
their jobs.
Don't have that benefit.
We don't have that problem.
Exactly. Now, Kobe, your year was here. What year again? You was here what year?
I'm a junior.
No, here at BD.
Oh, when 2020.
2020. Now, Max, this is what? What year is this?
This is 2023.
I just wanted to check, make sure. But how does it hit you? How does it hit you?
I'm going to steal a little bit of both. I mean, Easter's 100% correct. This is a get-to. I've been privileged to get to call football games, privileged to get to go to some of the best venues in the state. I'm from Monrovia High School. I love it there. The people there are great. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of great opportunities. Shout out to them. I try and give them as much flowers as I can. But here it has given me the ability to do radio, which is something not a lot of people can say. Not a lot of people, when you look at their resume, what were they doing in high school? Oh, they were working high school sports on radio. They did TV. They did PA announcing. I've had a lot of opportunities, and I'm forever grateful about this. This is why I got in the Ball State. This is why I got in SportsLink. The station I know had a big part of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, Rob, you sit in the corner a lot, don't have a lot to say, but you've been around a lot of this. How does it resonate with you with some of the things that in your thought process? Every day you come in there, you're with these, around these students in this building. How does it affect you? What is it? What type of vibes does it send through some of the things that go through your brain cells? I mean, just being around this program. Go ahead. I know it's a deep question.
Why you gotta put me on the spot like this?
I love your personality. That's why I got you in the studio. Because you have a personality that I see. And I've seen a lot of kids that come, I still call you, that come through here, that have a certain personality. And I pick on them just for that, because they got an awesome personality. I love your personality.
He doesn't bully. He's just not the question. Let's be clear.
The question, how does the program affect you? I mean, when you come in, because you're here, you know, you're here, but when you're here, it feels different than any other classroom. I know it does.
It doesn't feel like school.
There you go. All right.
I'll take that.
It feels different. I wouldn't say it feels like a job, because I've never had a job.
I got you.
But it doesn't feel like school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I do enjoy.
Yeah.
Good.
My man. That's exactly what I'm saying, Mr. Easter. Yeah.
You know, I heard Max talking there about his experience, and that's good, Rob. I'm glad it doesn't feel like school, because it shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I know you're learning, but this is like the weirdest class in the building, and that's okay. Yeah. I mean, we don't sit in desks again.
Yeah.
We got our tables back.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that, Max? We got tables. Whoa! Yeah, that's right. Push the button. We don't have, you know, we don't sit in desks. We don't sit and you have 25 problems to do. And you know, and I'm not dogging out those teachers, but I'm glad you brought that up. But, you know, with Max, he also gets to have the voice of the 500 as his teacher at Monrovia, Mark Janes. I mean, mm-hmm. how cool is that,
right.
As well? So, you know, I think for our transfer students, maybe it's different than our Ben Davis students who are here in this building every day. You get to come to Ben Davis High School and experience a different school culture than maybe you've been exposed to at your home school, which isn't a bad thing at all. I mean, I always think it's good to be around different people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's awesome that's part of the experience too.
Yeah, we're running out of time, but before I do that,
we're out of time.
It's 8 o'clock already.
Oh my!
But one thing I wanted, IASB Max,
mm-hmm.
you were down there.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit. Just tell me a little bit about the experience.
I had a really great time. I was privileged to be one of the top six that was selected to do Best On-Air Personality. Doing that competition. Mm-hmm. So I had a 20-minute radio air shift. I didn't end up getting top three, but it's still a great experience that I got to have.
And he was top three last year. He was second in the state.
Yeah, that's right.
And then on top of that, I got third place for best overall sports event, or whatever the official title was. Basically, it was the entire sporting event. It mm-hmm. was the Noblesville-Ben Davis girls basketball game from the start of this year. I got third place for doing that, so I was really happy to come home with some other hardware that we didn't expect.
Yeah, and shout out to the other students that went down there and got awards. We
had third place adapted radio drama.
There you go.
Some of those students are in the house right now. I was hoping they'd jump on.
I did too.
But we had that. Then we had third place in spot production, Ryan Smith, who's not here today.
Yeah.
Third place for Ryan Smith. And then there was a new award this year that the IASB created called the Firefly Award. And basically, if you had a community service project, kind of like our Out of the Darkness walk and things that we do. But we had one that was specifically all done by students, and that was the Fire Community Day. We were able to put in some clips together of that and send them some pictures, and that actually won one of their Firefly Awards, so we'll get recognized in July for that. So that was pretty cool.
Where did you guys go?
Yeah.
I mean, I was there.
And it was a great day. Our students were wonderful. Again, they were the best dressed, asked the best questions. I mean, it was.
They enjoyed themselves.
You dressed
too.
Up that day, they didn't dressed, you, Toby?
I went with the all black with the blue tie.
Yeah. So. My kids looked good. They felt good. They that good. And they enjoyed themselves.
And lunch was good.
Lunch was good. Our lunch is always good when I ain't paying for it. But anyway, it's like you could see in their face how excited they were to be there. It was just an awesome experience. So, you know, Corbin, I know you had those times. And you got some more times. I know you're going to get some awards in your show where you're at
next Friday.
IBS.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they were in New York.
Next Friday, we have our IASP for college. So we've already been nominated. We just don't know what awards that we're coming away with. So.
Yeah. New York? What?
Went to New York.
You was in New York?
Yeah, we went to New York as well.
Okay. All right.
Man, that feels like forever.
Did you see Max up there?
I did see Max.
We did, yeah.
Shook hands with him.
Okay.
So,
wow. Man.
Kobe, I don't think we ever mentioned this. What's your position at WZIS? Sorry.
Sports director.
Sports director. There we go.
Sports director.
So I get to.
I'm the sports director.
So I get to like make the schedule.
I'm not the intern.
No, you're good.
You got to go to Arch Madness. Director.
Went to St. Louis. I've had great conversations with Coach Schertz of ISU. A few players, Cooper Neese, who went to Cloverdale. Corvazier McCulley went to Manual High School. So just getting to talk to a lot of people, getting to get out there, shake hands, and be known by not only the players but a few of the fans as well. It's just very special.
Man,
get to do my recaps every week. Shout out. You should go watch all of them.
And how I know that we're running out of time, but how can we find you?
We're out of time.
Yeah, just go internet. Find me. I'm on my personal Twitter, at the Kobe Clark. And then, of course, shout out my college station, WZIS-FM. A lot of my stuff is sports on the Twitter, but throughout every social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you can find that WZIS-FM.
And I know we push out a lot of your stuff too, so
keep it up.
Appreciate that, guys.
Keep it up. Thanks for coming back.
I'd really try.
Yeah. You're doing it. You're living that dream. And
yes, sir.
It's awesome when young people go through high school, you know, go down that path, crooked, straight, doesn't matter.
Yes.
Got to get that from A to Z. You know, just don't never, ever give up with your passion and keep on going with it. You're doing great, man.
I will do, man.
I'm proud of you,
internships
man.
Are coming now. Got to focus on those.
Internships. He's a director. So you intern, you're talking to the boss, you know.
And he's already going to have actual call letters to put on his resume, too.
Woo! Actual call letters. Yeah, I had call letters, too. Dummy. No, not just guys. But anyway, shout out to all the students that are doing the great things out there all in the world. I want to give a shout out right now to Brian Thompson.
Yeah.
Former guest on our show from Indianapolis, Indiana, plays saxophone. He's playing with Babyface Kenny Edmonds. Kenny Edmonds, Babyface from Indianapolis, Indiana, on stage with him.
Nice.
I just saw some clips last night out there in Nevada. He's on stage playing saxophone, and he's singing, and he's dancing.
Really?
Not just playing his saxophone. So I shout that out because young folks living dreams is so powerful. Cody, your story is so powerful. You know, you got to, you know, keep on going. You know, so all the kids listening to the radio program, you got a passion. Stay with it. And when you're 68, you can look back and say, oh, man, this was a nice ride, but I ain't done yet. So
never done. And job's
on,
not
and
finished.
Keep on going with job's not finished. I got one disclosure. The Firefly Award.
Yeah.
And I thought it was to award to the person who had the most fireflies in the jar.
Well, that was their. That's the state insect. Is the firefly?
I mean, I used to catch fireflies.
And it's always. And it's. I remember
Cody, what that man talking about. But when I was a kid, man, we used to catch fireflies, man. And you get a whole bunch in a jar, and you get a whole bunch of lice. And I thought I'd get a prize for that. No.
Let's say that's what it was. We'll just tell you that's what it was.
Yeah.
No, you don't get a jar of fireflies, to my knowledge.
It just ain't fair. Oh, mommy.
Who's fireflies in the jar? I would
have won. I'll be me competing with Rob. Big Rob. All right. Oh, hey, Kobe, seriously, thanks for coming in.
Of course.
Anytime you got something going on, we need to know about it. You know, you already know. Let us know.
I will.
And if you show up at my big window one day, and I got a guest, and you want to bum rush my show, you got you're welcome to bum rush my show. We've been bum rushed, I think, two or three times this year, something like that. So bum rush the show and let us know what's going on.
Who showed up at the window?
Goins showed up.
Yeah, Mr. Goins.
Goins so far. And I think just been Mr. Goins twice. He bum rushed the show two times. So to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. Just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, copy Kobe. You can copy Kobe Clark. You can. You can do some things you done. Don't do some things you didn't do, but do the things that he did because they worked. He's worked because he's a director. He's a director, y'all. He's a director. Director of sports broadcasting. He's a director. He ain't the intern. He's the head honcho. Young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. You stop sagging, I'll stop nagging. The views expressed on School Talk. That's the views of me, the views of
Kobe Clark.
And the views of
Maxwell Gillis.
And the views of
Big Rob.
And the views of Mr. Easter and my views. Until next week.
Not next week. We got 2 weeks off.
Oh, see? I just got fired. Now. I'm going to run in here and push the button. No, I can't do that. That's why I pushed the button. I cut the radio off.
Oh, no.
I ain't pushing buttons no more over here. Have a good spring break. Be safe. Come back. Just be safe and have a spring break. See you when we get back on School Talk.